Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We are back, baby. We are back and better than ever. The Lions with a huge, huge victory on the road in Baltimore, 38-30. Can you believe it? Awesome game. Awesome game. We're going to break it all down here and react live here on Drinking Blue Kool-Aid. But before we do that, let's get to the Kool-Aid crew that is here. We got Red Dog.
Yo.
And UJ.
Hello, Lions fans. Yeah.
All right. So, UJ, I'm going to throw it over to you first. You said you got a lot of Kool-Aid in you. I want to hear your reaction to this game.
We were down on the Kool-Aid tonight, baby. I'll tell you what. I just want to say this is a win of a good football team. You know, like, this is the kind of win that good football teams do, you know, against good teams. And the Lions were just solid throughout. Yeah, they had their points during the game where they – you know, let up a score here and a score there. But, man, the defense, wow, are they picking it up in the second half. Our run game was stellar. The offensive line was just beastly today in the run game, especially up the middle. We tried running outside a lot in the beginning. That didn't work. We went up the middle, and we were just pounding them. We were crushing them up the middle. It was so beautiful. And then, gosh darn it, Dan Campbell, balls of steel, Dan Campbell, going for it on fourth down, four times in that game, I think. But the best one was at the end when, I mean, Dan Campbell, in typical Campbell fashion, let's finish with the ball in our hands. So it's 4th and 1.5 yards to go,
right,
with less than 2 minutes to go. And at midfield, let's just go for it. So they go for it. Perfect play action. Hits
Perfect throw. And stuff.
Just dropped a dime on him. It was so beautiful,
so
man.
Good.
What a play. What a freaking play. I mean, Campbell, god damn, I love the way he coaches, man. I just, every time he's going for it, I'm just like, I'm all in, man. I don't think, no, he shouldn't do it here. No, I'm all in. Anytime he wants to do it, he can do it, man. That game was so much fun. So much fun.
Run dog.
Baby. Oh, man. I'm with you, Jay, man. What a game. That play to Amon-Ra was such, like, what amazed me the most about it is such a high skill play in a most necessary moment to like go over the top like that and drop a, oh my gosh, just that is what good teams do. You don't see bad teams making that play. And you know what, we finally saw the vision of this defense coming to life. I know Lamar did some stuff. He actually, his best plays were with his arm, which is what we wanted to make him do. But then, did you know we put him in a cage down the stretch?
We did.
He had nowhere to go, man. That was the vision this defense has been building to, and it was put on display finally against an elite running quarterback. And man, they wreaked havoc. Seven sacks, holy crap, from so many different people. It was just a stellar defensive effort
against Lamar.
I know.
Two and a half
Incredible.
By Al-Kadeen Muhammad.
Muhammad, baby. Put some respect on the name. That man is a beast. I mean, I think kind of what we talked about was that Hutch did drive sacks to people, though, in this game. Like, he was the lever, sort of like I mentioned at the last pod. And Muhammad did what he was supposed to do, and he won his matchups, and he made plays. And even when he missed the play, kind of that one time when Lamar got a little seam as he did a stunt, he literally just threw the old lineman on the ground. This dude is a beast. He is yes. He is a monster. I think he's definitely, like UJ said, he put on some weight in the offseason, and he's
old powerful, man. I mean, he's been around 7 or 8 years, and he's with like 4 or 5 teams, and now he's like finding new life, like the fountain of youth or something. He just looks great right now.
So that just outstanding all around effort. I think this is, it might be our best regular season win to date under Dan Campbell. There's like, you know, maybe the Rams, but like of top notch teams that we beat in, you know, the regular season, this is it. Cause like we lost to the Bills. I mean, the Chiefs, I think that has an asterisk cause it was their hangover game beginning of the season. Honestly, it wasn't a heavyweight matchup like this was.
Man, I'm so pumped up. You know, I don't think nobody was giving the Lions a chance in this game, and I did not understand it, to be quite honest with you.
They don't understand the Lions, baby. But
they still think like the coordinator change is like massively impactful, but I think it's proven that Dan Campbell is the man that keeps this train turning, which is what we were saying all last season, and nobody listened, but maybe now they'll listen. This is, in some ways, the offense looks better. it just looks more spread out, even. I don't know how it's possible, but we need our offensive line to stay healthy. Decker's shoulders holding on, I feel like, by a thread during the week. You never know if he's going to play, but then he steps up and he plays another great game. Rattledge, I thought, looked awesome in this game yet again.
Yes. Yes.
Man. So was big,
especially on the Monty long run. He had a great block to free up. That, and Penei Sewell got to Roquan Smith at the second level. I also want to shout out Sam Laporta. I don't think he get enough love for the blocking he did in this game.
Yes.
He was
Laporta
mauling
was a
people.
Beast.
He's good.
Proving
man.
That the TJ Hockenson trade was totally worth it, because you were not getting those type of blocks out of Hock at that consistency.
No.
Throughout
you still
game.
Get some sick catches.
Sick catches, too. I mean, just third down master right there. Him
that
and
one, that one at the end there when over the middle.
Oh yeah,
to convert like that was
absolutely no separation from anybody on the field. So Goss is like, here, I'm just gonna throw it in the middle to the outside shoulder of Laporta. And,
great ball by Goff too.
No, you're right, Z. Laporta was blocking stellar tonight, and so was Wright. Actually, the tight ends were blocking great today. And J-Mo, shout out to him when Monty scored that long touchdown. Gibbs was out there leading the way, made a key block to put him in the end zone.
I
so
love it.
The receivers, man, just stellar job.
Great play call, by the way, on the goal line there with Gibbs.
Yes.
And Amon Ra pitch to Gibbs. Perfect
play.
Play
of the
goal.
Day.
Oh.
Play of the day.
Evolutionary. Where the hell did that? How has that never been done before? I've never seen that.
So the interview, Amon Ra after the game with Scott Van Pelt said that the Lions have had that in the playbook for over a year. So even like in the Ben Johnson time. And Gibbs, he said this week at the team meetings, like, man, we put that play up every week on the board and we never run it. And Amon Ra said to him, like, just because you said that, we're going to run it this week. And then they had a perfect opportunity
on
to run
down.
It.
It was
on
so brilliant.
Down.
Have you ever seen that? A handoff into a pitch like that? I've
not for
never
the Lions, at least. That's for sure.
From anybody at any level of football ever. I've never seen that. A double handoff to a pitch. Like, that was insanely awesome design, and it just was
really
brilliant.
Cool.
Like, use Amon Ra, your most deadly weapon, to distract the defense to get it to your next most deadly weapon. Like, he is the focal point, man. Things, I love it. He's a facilitator. He just draws so much attention to himself. And
well, he does. I mean, but he's so sure-handed too. I mean, you put him in a play like that, he'll pitch it, he'll lateral it, whatever. You can trust him to get it to the right, you know, where it has to be. So at first when they ran that play, I thought it was Monty, and I'm arguing with somebody during the game. Like, it wasn't Monty, it was Amon Ra. Well, I was wrong, obviously. But what a great play. That was my favorite play of the whole game, actually.
Coolest design.
If I had to pick one.
Yeah, I mean, and Goff was I'm sorry, not – I want to keep bouncing around because there's so many good things, but
so
I guess Goff, this is one of his best games we've ever seen him. I mean, only one touchdown, but like every ball is placed
only
in the
200
spot.
Yards.
No interceptions. Not even like a chance at an interception, honestly. It's not like the Lamar one where Brian Branch dropped an interception. Goff always put the ball in the right spot, even on the misses.
Yeah.
The one he maybe could have ran and had an awful throw to the outside. Not quite in his repertoire, that throw.
It's the Jared Goff dorkiness that shows once in a while. Just like his jump into the stands. Like, he tried to... That looks so awkward, him contorting his body to throw it like that. Like, it's like he thought he was Lamar for a second.
I'll take Jared. Lamar looked just pedestrian today. I mean, he just did not look great.
I mean, he made
a few good passes here and there, but which looked great.
21 of 27, 280 yards, 3 touchdowns. That does not tell the whole story.
The stats aren't bad, but I mean, he did not look comfortable back there. No. He was harassed, especially in the second half. I mean, they really just kind of owned him.
You got to credit the coverage too. It was like two and a half seconds. Nobody was open right away, and he was had nowhere to go. And then just hustle. You got to hustle against him. That's all you can do.
That's honestly the thing.
Give Shep credit too. When he broke out of the pocket, there was a guy there. We had a linebacker shadowing or something.
Yep.
Like, Nowoski was there the one time, and Anzalone was there another time. So he wasn't able to just run free like in the past when we've seen.
Good to get Nowoski back.
Shep, I want to shout out to Shep on this play, on this game. Called a really good defense.
He absolutely really did. Something we didn't see all the time in the Aaron Glenn era, that's for sure.
But that's the thing, UJ. I thought Lamar did look really good, but he didn't. We never let him go to that thing, that part that makes him usually just separate from everybody else, which is just start running all over you. Like, he played a really good passing game for the most part, and he threw some dimes, and, you know, he made plays. Like, he made it hard on our defense, but our defense was so good that, like, eventually they just kept, like you said, like, they took over, and they put him in a cage, man. They locked him down in a crazy way that was just so awesome. He was being harassed from every angle, from so many different players. You never knew who was spying him. You never knew who was going to blitz or, like, come late because of a split spy. Like, yeah, and then coverage, like Z said, it just was fantastic defense all around against a really good team that played pretty well, but we ultimately played better.
Yeah, but, like, that's the modern NFL, though, right? Our defense can look good and allow 30 points, and we look good.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, right? It's a modern NFL. So,
well, when you consider how good they are as an offense, but, like, I think
with this kickoff, everybody's starting the ball at the 35 yard line. So
we scared them off the run so early in that game. They.
How much do you guys hate the kickoff?
I don't care about that.
I hate it, and we're also terrible at it. So it that doesn't
matter. Oh man, you must hate it a lot. It sidelined you right off the Lions. All right.
No, Z, you're right. Phipps got some work to do with that unit, man.
I agree. It's bad in coverage and bad in returning. It's all around bad.
Is that
not good?
I don't know. Is that a thing that's happening more with just the way this new kickoff is set up too? Like, the returners have a little more room somehow because there's less momentum coming at them and stuff like that. I don't know. Like,
it's terrible.
I feel like I see every team giving up a decent chunk to start nowadays, but maybe I'm wrong. But anyway, can we go back to the Lions defense?
You watch college football over the weekend, and they have the normal kickoff. It's just so much better.
Yeah, I know. It was refreshing to see that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I
mean,
you know what was refreshing? To see a Lions beating the Ravens and our run defense being outstanding and scaring them off Derrick Henry usage very early on.
Yeah, 12 carries, 50 yards. Key fumble, forced fumble by Hutch right on cue. I texted you guys, like, Hutch needs to step up here for the next play.
That was sick.
Oh, my God.
He has a forced fumble, the next series, a sack on the first play. So it was just funny timing. But, yeah, third fumble in three fumbles in 3 games with Derrick Henry, all the key moments in this one. The Lions did not respond well. They only got a field goal out of it. But, nonetheless, big play.
Field goal meant something, though, in that game.
It did.
Especially because UJ had the the audacity to say what a good win after the
I said it a little early.
Montgomery touchdown, and I was like, oh god, we got 2 minutes left to protect this this score. Let's go. He's like, and then they go down and score that touchdown. I know he was just dying.
Well, then Andrews had a stud today in that game for them.
He did.
But I'll tell you what, Monty, you talk about our two-headed monster.
Oh,
I think we keep thinking how great Gibbs is, but Monty stood out today big time. He was awesome today. Like,
so good.
Freaking awesome.
12 carries, 151 yards.
Don't forget who I am, man.
I picked him in, the third round of the fantasy football, and people thought I was stupid because he was it was, third or fourth round because he was the backup running back, but I'm like, well, first of all, the top running backs were gone, but Monty, he's done better than most starters in the last.
Yeah, because he's good for 10, 11, 12 touchdowns a year.
Touchdowns, and he's also been chucking out yards. He had 151.
12 carries, 151 yards, 2 touchdowns. Gibbs, 22 carries, 67 yards.
So that's what, 11 or 12 yards a carry?
Yeah, 12.6 for Monty, 3 yards a carry for Gibbs.
Well, but Gibbs did have 37 pass yards. He had 99 total yards and 2 touchdowns, so it wasn't his most impressive performance, but he got his.
He was effective, though, in his own way.
He
was still effective.
Well, you know when he got really effective, I noticed, down the stretch, especially when he stopped pussyfooting in the hole and just hitting it hard, and he was punching through some arm tackles at that point and started getting constant fives at least.
I thought
and
we were just blowing them off the line better too at that point as
well. We were playing power football, but that was when we were playing the best and most efficient, was when we were just punching them in the face. And oh my gosh, after that Monty 73 yarder, when we started passing near the goal line, I was about to be pissed on 4th and 1 if we didn't score there, because we were just bullying them up the gut, and then we just start passing. I'm like, ah.
Yeah, I know.
But then they pull out that awesome play, and the rest is history. But I was just like, man, we were bullying him at that point.
Yeah, 30.
Yeah, but shout out to the interior line.
Absolutely.
I mean, we tried running outside, and we were having not much luck. A couple of runs for losses. They were pushing Gibbs out of bounds and stuff. They started going up the middle, and they were just shredding him up the middle. It was beautiful to see, man.
Yeah, they took advantage of fact their best D tackle was out of this game, Matabuke.
Yeah.
But I think that was the way Monty was running in that game, though, too. He was running violently between the tackles, and that's where the success was, because we were getting hats on hats, and as long as he could break the arm tackles with power and explosiveness, and that's where I think Gibbs started following suit, because Monty was having success with just boom, and he's so good. The fact that he's our second, I think Gibbs is a little bit of a slow starter. I think he's going to warm up again as the season goes on, because he's just too good. But Monty, this is that point of the season where we're just who's better? Because, I mean, arguably Monty was better today, and he had the big play and
Yeah. Well, wasn't that Monty's longest run of his career now?
No.
Wasn't that longer than that one he had?
Was it?
Two years ago.
75-yarder touchdown. It's
yeah, I thought it was a little longer. Because
he got caught. Oh, I was like, come on, Monty.
Well, I knew he was going to get caught.
Well, they got
I didn't think he could make it all the way, but he put a good effort in. He got pretty far.
He got pretty far, but he scored a whole 75-yarder touchdown against the Chargers that all those years ago. No.
Yeah.
I'm looking it up right now, trying to find it.
But, I mean, just wow. I mean, there's so many wows in this game. I can't even believe it. The coaching was stellar. Dan Campbell is a fucking
beast.
Ballsy motherfucker. I'm sorry. Did I say that?
75.
He's just a beast as a head coach. And this team rallies around. Whatever he said, they're just, we're in, man. They're all in. This team is all in. And I love that about this team.
Oh, yeah.
And I love Goff as a leader of this team. He is man, this, like Z was saying, this might be one of his best games ever, even though the stats don't show it.
Yeah.
He was just amazing in this game. Just solid.
The touchdown throw to Amon-Ra was perfectly placed.
Oh, that was sick.
Fourth down throw that you mentioned, Laporta won multiple times. I love that they, too, just had, two – this is a gritty win. The two 90-yard-plus drives that they had.
Exactly.
Yes.
It also keeps Lamar Jackson off the field as well and gives your defense a rest so they can go and balls out when it's their turn to come on the field.
Yeah, he was very critical. And they were only giving him a lot of short plays too. That like he was taking what the defense was giving him, but he was also, you know, making the right enough to keep us moving down the field, which was more important than quick strikes and stuff today.
Right.
And just a very tight performance by him. Like only 8 incompletions.
And a great job at the O line, like giving him the time to process. I mean, some, they got a brush on him every once in a while, but overall, coming pretty clean throughout the game. So.
Yeah, there were some weird ones where like the guy came off the edge unblocked. I don't know. Like I thought it was Decker's fault, but I don't know how that happened.
But it just shows you the discipline of Goff, though. I mean, you know, if it's not there, he may throw it away or like he threw some awkward passes and stuff like that, but he didn't do anything stupid to give the ball back to the other team. I mean, he took what was there when it was given to him, didn't do anything dumb to throw the ball away. He just played a really smart game, just very smart. And just that shows you his maturity, where he's come in this league. It's just, you can't say enough about it. His leadership is fantastic.
Yeah, he never got flustered all day. Like, he got, like, even when they pressured him a little bit, like, even if it made him throw the ball away, they never got him off his rhythm. That he was, actually that was one thing that drove me crazy though was the lack of play action down on the in first half at the on that last drive when we had a chance to get 2 scores to go into the half and we went 3 and out real quick. We just went and started passing from obvious pass sets, and they just stopped us 3 and out. Like play action it a little bit. But
I agree, that's just
was an observation. But I mean, Morton overall called a really good game, I'd say, especially because he kept going back to the run in the middle. Like I was like, when he did that, like I was just really happy to see because, you know, they were stifling it a little bit early on, but he never gave up on it, and that was honestly probably the difference in the game is they gave up on their run game and we didn't, and like But that also, I don't know if we kind of forced them to, which is even better. And are we still? Can I go to Jack Campbell? Can we switch over?
Just on the running point, really quick. I think this is the this is the third game in a row where we've shut down the run pretty good and made these teams one dimensional.
That's been the hallmark of our defense since AG, so I didn't expect that to change. And honestly, the ability to like load this D line with run stuffing talent in the especially in the D tackles because Aleem McNeil is fucking awesome, by the way. He had some really nice plays today. What,
he's back?
Really, he didn't play.
Aleem McNeil is back.
Tyleek Williams.
He didn't even play. Wow.
Well, he played like Aleem McNeil today. Tyleek Williams was very stout and
was good.
Made some nice.
DJ Reader was really good.
He didn't have any tackles in this game. But
Yeah, but it wasn't a matter of tackles. He was influencing the plays. He was stuffing the line. Like he was.
Oh, they were.
Like he completely. Was stout, man, and he, not just stout. He penetrated. He did things. Got his hands in lanes and stuff. But it wasn't. It wasn't like a flashy performance, but it was a good hit. Well, Reader made a fantastic freaking play when he tackled
Lamar
at the line. That one, that was so sick. That's like right there, elite D tackle play where you can get off your block and hold the line and get a guy like Lamar down. Like you don't see that too often.
Especially the angle on TV may look like Lamar is going to go for a huge run.
And then all of a sudden he just goes down.
He just goes down. I was like, what happened?
He got swallowed, baby.
Been a huge run too. If he didn't make that tackle, it would have been a huge run.
Outstanding play by Reader and the whole D line. Sure. But like Jack Campbell was a monster today.
He was a monster
that
today.
That play at the fourth down in the goal was so freaking good. But he was all over. And I also love how he's got like a bloody mouth now, and like
this
has got to go into like his nickname. We haven't really come up with a good one yet, but he's like Jack the
his like face mask broke off into his mouth during the game.
Yeah, he got jacked up under the face
mask. Clear visor that he had on like shattered and went into his like face.
That's old-fashioned linebacker stuff, man.
But I think it just focused him in even more to just be a beast, and he was like, and you know, he was one of the big differences from when we played him last time. We didn't have Jack Campbell, and
he's a shark,
I do
man.
Think
he's a shark.
I still think he needs to improve on his blitzing a little bit. Sometimes he just kind of takes the easy way out.
Yeah, he's
the blitz.
He can get better, but the fact that he can get better is amazing because he's
on. And I thought Barnes had a really nice athletic play too. He kind of realized no one was in his zone, and then he realized Lamar was about to run, and just used his athleticism to track him down because that was going to go for a big run too there.
Yeah,
so good. It's good stuff.
Freaking awesome, man. We just had so much talent on this defense.
You know who else stepped up today? I got to say, Barnes was very nice today. Barnes. He hasn't shown much in the first three games, but man, he stood out today pretty good.
Oh, that's the play you were just describing?
Yeah, that was the play I was describing.
I thought you were still on Campbell. That play was so sick when he tracked him down.
Barnes was good today. He was really good today.
You know, Alex Anzalone played more of just like run around wreaking havoc without ever quite getting home today, I felt like, because he was constantly around Lamar and like flushing him out, but never quite getting home. He did get beat pretty good on it. I mean, he was an okay coverage, but that tight end's pretty good too. And
Andrew had a great game.
I mean, that shit happens. That's a tough matchup for a linebacker. But, I mean, he was still just like a man with his hair on fire and causing chaos. So, you know, you got to love that. And Jack Campbell, Derek Barnes, Brian Branch feels like there's like some sort of like double-edged sword to his play or something. Because that last touchdown was set up on him coming in like a freaking missile and like ejecting that guy from a sure tackle between his two teammates. And then he ran around them all and for like 20 more yards in a first down. And he seems to draw penalties more. He's got to get those, get that stickum on his gloves.
He had an easy pick that he dropped today.
Yes, he had that in both hands. There's no way he should have caught that. I mean, that's just, he's going to beat himself up for that more than we need to. But, he was still very impactful. Like, you know, that dropped interception was still a pass defense on a play that looked like it was going to be a big one for them too. And, you know, he is just like a missile running around.
How many teams make Lamar look that uncomfortable in the pocket though? Like Lamar was
not money.
He threw some weird passes today because he was under pressure. And, he threw some good ones. Don't give me, but he threw a lot of bad ones. He overthrew a couple. He underthrew a couple. No,
are
he
you
was
saying,
under pressure.
But I thought the whole thing was that if he's under pressure, like that doesn't matter. Because like everyone says Jared Goff doesn't do good under pressure, but like I always thought that implied like someone those guys are just immune to that concept. But you know, I think that is the brilliance of this team though, and the defense and everything was that they like teams don't get him uncomfortable because they might still get pressure, so-called pressure, but then he just eludes it and makes a play, and they weren't allowing him to do that. He was bouncing off walls constantly and being bracketed, and that's like the pass rush this team has been working towards, and we saw the beginnings of it last year before Hutch went down, and this was it come to fruition, man. And Muhammad really stepped up in that role.
He did.
Big time. But having guys like Nowaski back, because he's so athletic and can be that linebacker kind of rush hybrid D lineman, and like there was just what a team effort on this defense.
A name we haven't mentioned on the defense either, DJ Reed, I thought had an awesome game. He's not gonna show him the box score, but I think he was covering their top receiver pretty blinking him all game pretty much.
And then he
stayed home on the running back pass that Derrick Henry tried, almost had the pick.
That was awesome.
Not quite, but
you should have had that.
We'll get it soon. But
no, that's a good shout out, Z. You're right.
Really good game from him. But when he doesn't show up, that's usually a good thing in the box.
Right.
That makes his job pretty good. Terrion Arnold targeted. Still some work to do on his end, but I mean, with all the sacks, he clearly was doing some good coverage.
That's what I was going to say. On TV.
When he was targeted, little dicey, but
I think DeAndre Hopkins was the perfect kind of matchup for him, where you get the savvy old vet, you know, who's he's not going to beat you with any kind of flash of like speed and at his age, but he's going to do all kinds of unique little things that just make him difficult to cover, and ultimately, why didn't that just keep happening down the stretch if that was, you know, if he was doing like you said doing so bad, so he must have been doing some things right, and just another great learning experience, because I mean there's a sophomore slump description out there, and I don't think he's going to hit it, but I think there's unique lessons you learn in your second year, and he's going to have to take on those challenges, and it might be a mixed bag, but he played good football otherwise.
Yeah, he's playing pretty, I would say, pretty solid cornerback play, not like CB1 quarterback play necessarily.
No,
yet.
Camp was a little rosy as usual. He looked good in camp.
So but it's only week three, so it's a long season. A lot more yeah. time for improvement and such.
Isn't it always?
And you know what's encouraging too? In a couple of weeks, we might get Pascal back. We might get Aleem back. Yeah.
Rodrigo later this year.
Rodrigo.
Oh, yeah.
It's like we're picking up free agents.
Yeah. Right.
You know, hey, but I mean, I really want to shout out we've already mentioned it, but Shep, like his defensive play calling, I think he was a step up from Glenn a little bit. I mean, in the way he handled Lamar and some of the I don't know.
We didn't get that comparison, really, though.
7 sacks on Lamar Jackson, and he never really broke for anything long at all. In this game.
No.
And he was harassed and he was uncomfortable in the pocket, threw some bad passes. I mean, this defense really stepped up today.
Big time.
In a big way. It has to be.
One thing in eight. Oh, sorry. Finish your point. It has to be what?
No, that's it. But I mean, when's someone going to take this team serious? Like every single talking head today and in the pregame, all what 6 of them or whatever, all picked the Ravens to win this game. Everyone did. And in published articles I've seen, there was one by the Pride of Detroit that was published, and I think they had like 15 or 20 different reporters, and they all decided to pick. And then like all but 2 of them picked the Ravens, you know, like everyone was picking the Ravens. Like no one gave the Lions really much of a chance to win this game. And Cam, that's like, oh my God, this team, when will you take this team seriously? This team is in it to win it.
I mean, look at
this is a solid freaking team that we have right now. And if this defense maintains its health, which is relatively healthy now, yeah, Davenport's down, but Muhammad, like,
that's your boy.
Pretty good. I mean,
Davenport.
I know.
Hey, even the Lacey dude who came up today got a little pressure on.
Yeah, he was unblocked off the edge.
Basically, so yeah.
Not too much.
But you know, just in AG's defense, a little bit, because I don't want to take anything from Shep, but it is still 3 game sample sizes that he never got this matchup with all of the horses healthy.
Good point.
But no, Shep coached a fantastic game, no doubt, and. You can see, I mean, like, that's what's so cool about this game is because it was truly our first heavy, like, heavyweight bout we won in good, like, there's no asterisks on this. This was just a heavyweight slugfest, and we played better football, and they played good football, but we played better football, and, oh, man, right. It just showed the upside of this team and what we could be and what this, oh, my gosh. Z said, our offense seemed, like, better in ways than like ever before. It just felt like it slowly just took over and eventually just dominated. And it wasn't overly flashy other than like our run.
Right.
Game
I think that's part
out.
Of the thing. It's not overly flashy,
but our run game was, you know, 73 yard run. But I guess that was the biggest one there, but
no, but
we had a throwback pass to the quarterback and then throw down the field.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how much that actually helped the receiver get open, but nonetheless, look fun on TV.
But yeah, when you got a run offense like that, you can win games, baby. Like,
you know, but in the modern NFL, there aren't that many great run games now. I mean, you know, but we're proving that the run game is more important maybe than anything. If you can establish a run game, a solid run game, you're gonna dominate teams, and especially if we have a complimentary passing game to go with it, which we do. This team is loaded with weapons, and it's just it's incredible.
UJ, you know, I think people generally say you don't know your identity till like week 4 or 5 or something like that anyway, but this swings the argument back the other way on the identity of this offense, and is it the pass game or the run game? last week it was the pass game, this week it was the run game. Like, this offensive line. You know, I'm like, just I was thinking how good Graham Glasgow looks now. Like, he's settling in at center, and
yeah,
and like honestly,
I know I'm gonna
what.
Oh, I want to go back and just watch his tape, see how.
I mean, I don't care. Like, I know he played a good game because you don't run like that if he's not playing a good game or block pass either. And,
right.
And but that was like the thing. It has like that phalanx feeling now. This line feels solid, baby. Like, I don't feel a weak point in it. You know, other than when we make weird little gaffes. And well, actually, the weirdest gaffe today was when freaking Brock Wright just like. It looked like he just kind of like stroked out on a run block and let the dude just run right past him early into the game. Do you remember that when he just like fell down forward and like the dude just ran into the backfield? But like, I mean, this offensive line showed they can play some hard nose football and pass block really well. And I mean, this is looking like a complete unit now.
Well, it does. This whole unit, I mean, they all block. And the receivers are blocking, the tight ends are blocking, the offensive line is blocking. It's a total team effort.
Yeah.
In the blocking realm. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, just watching the I thought our tight ends stood out today in a huge way blocking. Not just Laporta, LeBron, I think Wright. Yeah, you mentioned the one play he one messed play. Up, but I think other than that, he played a really good game too. Just stellar game in the blocking realm. So those guys are really good. Just, I don't know.
That Montgomery touchdown at the end was so sick. When he freaking, you could just see the way, like the whole open, and like, oh, he's going too slow, and then all of a sudden he just like sees it and, boom, like just hits the gas and just
he's
jets out
it.
Of there like a bullet, and freaking that was just dirty. He's so freaking good, man. And like Henry, who King Henry. Derek, I mean,
the king is dead.
David Montgomery, baby. Monty.
The king is
dead. King Monty. I mean, he looked like the harder-nosed, badass football running back today than... Oh, my God. King Henry's little tantrum after his fumble was... I was enjoying it a little too much.
That was hilarious.
Like, he, like, jumped onto the bench and, like, had his feet up in the air like a little child. It was hilarious.
He looked like a child. It looks like a... child throwing.
He's probably tired of fumbling. It's his third fumble.
Yeah, but it was so pouty. Like, that's exactly why he's fumbling, because he's got a bitch mentality right now. Like, I don't know what's up with that dude, man. Like, the king's not used to not getting his way, and when people take it away from him, he gets all pouty. That's what it looks like. He looked spoiled. And it was really fun to make that happen for him. Watch it.
So, Z, who's your MVP in this game? What do you think?
Oh, man. Wow.
It's a tough one to call in this game. There's so many.
I just thought he played that good of a game.
I'm going with Monty.
You know what? I can't argue with you. Goff was stellar in this game. Stellar.
I want to pick someone on defense, but I thought the whole – I'll do you, Jay, answer. The defense is my MVP.
Well, yeah.
Or you could say Shepard, well, I guess, is your MVP.
Well, no, but I really was impressed by the game Shep called. On offense, I like your choice of Goff, but I got to go Monty in this game.
Fair enough.
Monty was just a stud in this game, an absolute freaking stud.
He was the catalyst.
But it doesn't happen without all the other guys doing their parts.
Right.
Our O-line was great. Goff was great. This was a total team effort. Campbell, his guts to go for it on fourth down is just unparalleled in the history of the league, if you ask me. In the history
UJ,
of the league.
This is...
I don't think there's anybody. Go back. I don't know. You can find anybody who does what Campbell does. I don't think you can find it. And now the rest of the league is following suit. They're doing it a lot, too.
Right.
You know, you see a lot more teams going for it. But Campbell... is a pioneer. He is the ballsiest coach.
Big onions, as Troy Aikman said on the
UJ. That was the most onions. Like politician answer to who's your MVP I've ever heard. I think you like you heard Z do the whole joke about like the defense, and then you thought, you know what, I'm gonna pick a guy, but I'm gonna also justify the whole team as valuable as MVP.
And the coaches. He went off the
and
field.
The coaches. Everybody's MVP. And Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
But I'm going
everybody's
with MVP. I'm going with Monty
like
as well.
Give a game ball to everybody.
in the game today, gets a game ball.
Monty was the MVP for me on this offense because he was the catalyst of this offense. He was the reason the offense didn't stall out earlier because he was just pounding it up the middle and getting the early yardage when Gibbs was getting stifled a bit. And then he obviously breaks out that huge one for 73 yards. Right. Really just opens the game up in a lot of ways. And then ices it with that touchdown at the end. Just such a sick play. And MVP right there, baby. But you're right, UJ. So many good options.
Fun game, fun game. We'll probably get some reactions from the rest of the Kool-Aid crew later this week when we talk, when we preview the next game.
One moment of Packers.
Bob was with me. He was drinking tonight too, the Kool-Aid.
Oh, was okay.
And we were all drinking Kool-Aid, but he had to drive home. He's got a little bit of a drive.
Just came over to your house.
Yeah.
Should have just jumped on with you. What the heck?
He should have, but you know. It's tough.
Oh, good.
Also, we got the missed moment of opportunity to become a legend for Jake Bates in this game.
Oh, sick. Oh. I was going to ask, was that going to be good if it was?
Yes.
Right? It's hard to tell on the TV.
It looked like it was good by like a yard or two.
It would have made it. If it was straight, it was good. If it was straight, it was
good. I love going for it, but I was bummed they didn't. I wanted him to hit that
been
so
a
bad.
That would have been a league record. That would have been 67 yards.
That would have been sick.
Oh, my God.
But
that would have been great.
Hey.
And against the Ravens, who did it to us, yeah.
With
Justin Tucker.
That would have been
so good. Poetry.
But you know what? I'll take the dominant win over the field goal heartbreak.
I know, but still.
But, yeah, no, I wanted him to hit that so bad.
I like that Campbell let him do it.
yeah.
Give it a shot. That was cool.
Definitely.
I mean, you know why his team loves Campbell so much? I mean, like, it's stuff like that, you know? Like, let's do it. Let's kick a 67-yard. Why not? Like, sure. Let's go for it on fourth down. Hey, why not? Like, let's just do it.
You knew he was going for it right at the commercial break.
Whatever.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. These guys don't care. They love it. They love it. Offense loves it. Defense loves it. They don't care. If you don't make it, so what? The defense goes out and gets the ball back. Who cares?
Right.
It doesn't matter. Campbell's just, I mean, this team is so bought in. They're so in. They're so, this is one of the best regular, I know it's early in the season, okay, but it's a road game against a really good team. And we pulled it out like a good team. This is, we used to watch good teams play when we were bad for like the last 6 years of my life, right? And we watch good teams, what they do. They go on the road and they beat teams and they somehow pull it. Well, we're doing that now. We are the team that's doing that to other teams now because we are that good team that does this stuff. So it's almost hard to believe. I mean, it's so much fun. I can't even. I'm having so much fun now watching this team.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a blast.
This team is so good. So good. And see, you don't have to shut the TV off for you anymore. We can let you watch the whole game now and see.
Keep the med cart away so he doesn't resuscitation.
Did my dad bring it up when he was with you over there?
Oh, hey, I got to tell you, your dad. Well, your dad is a Bears fan, and your brother Max is a Bears fan, and they were watching the game with us, and it was so funny. In the beginning, they were like, "We're going around every time something good happened, we were high fiving everybody, and they would a little fist bump." But then halfway through the game, when everything's good was happening, they would not even look at us. They were like, they wouldn't fist bump us. They would just cross their arms. they were just all pissed off.
Hey, why are they pissed off? They actually won this
one. I don't know.
Yeah, they won.
You know, they didn't like it.
Ben Johnson got his first win over the Bears.
Anyways, we'll wrap it up here really quick. The Packers, they blow it. A 10-point lead midway through the fourth quarter. The Cleveland Browns block a field goal and win on a 55-yard field goal. And that's who we're playing next week in Detroit. So not an easy out. Cleveland probably is the best defense in the NFL. So that'll be a good matchup.
Really good.
the best defense through the first 3 weeks of the season, at least thus far.
I'll say this though, I still think like that Packers game, did not tell a good story or an accurate story, because we gave them so much from our own dysfunction that it's going to be a different game next time around. I think they're going to be
Thanksgiving.
Awakened. That's what I mean. Thanksgiving is going to be a little bit of a rude awakening for them when they catch us next time.
That'll be big for the division for sure.
Yeah.
Minnesota beats the Bengals by like 40 points. One of the worst games you'll ever see from a professional
football
team.
Probably the fate of the Bengals for a while.
The Bengals fumbled three times in the last 2 minutes of the first half, and the Vikings scored touchdowns on every one of them. One guy in the Vikings had 2 touchdowns and 2 forced fumbles and an interception. Isaiah Rodgers. Unbelievable.
That's crazy.
Absolutely insane. I don't know if that's ever happened in NFL.
Who's their quarterback now? Because isn't
Carson Wentz is their backup?
No, Carson Wentz.
He didn't have to do much.
He did not have to do much
in that game.
I had Jordan Mason on my fantasy team. Some guy tried to pay me $15 for him, but he scored a lot. I won really well in fantasy this week.
There you go,
$15. $15. He tried to pay.
Lions really helping me out still. Amon Ra had a great game for me today. Monty had the most points, though, which is amazing. Friggin' outstanding. I love it.
And the Bears, like you mentioned, they got their first victory over the Cowboys. So the entire NFC North won this week, and it's probably the best division in the NFL. So,
well, if that Bears team gets some...
I saw the locker room celebration and the Bears win, and it's kind of almost reminiscent of a lot of the Lions wins when Ben Johnson was with the team. I part of me felt good for Ben Johnson getting his first win and all that, but then a part of me said that money.
Here's the thing.
Anyway, whatever.
You cannot like him, but like I want the Bears to be good. I want them to win all non-games against us, then we can, when we beat them, or like whatever. I want our division to be as badass as possible that we run a gauntlet every fucking season, no matter what. And I'll tell you what, if the Bears get some confidence and some, or, you know, they get gelling, they're a dangerous team. And they got weapons. And same with the Vikings, same with the Packers. Like, this is a badass division, and we're the king of it. So
it is a badass division. But I think we've already proven that we don't need Ben Johnson. I think we're okay with
all we got. And we had some nice trickeration to that end. The double pass to where Monty threw it out to Goff for that. That was a nice conversion. That was like a fourth down too, wasn't it? Or a third and long or something.
Yeah. But that pitch around the pitch was maybe one of the best plays I've seen.
Very cool. Very cool play.
And I feel like
such a cool.
I think we set it up last week when we handed it off to Amon-Ra. Like, I feel like that was part of, like, why it was Amon-Ra who got the handoff, because they knew, like, they would draw in for him, and like
Red Dog, you hit it on the head though. Amon-Ra is our greatest weapon.
Yeah.
So use him so good any way you can, as a running back, as a receiver, as a whatever.
Oh, lineman.
He is our weapon. He's our best weapon. He is the best player on our
offense. Man, he's just become so unbelievably good.
He's just an amazing player. Future Hall of Famer right now, I'm telling you. Easily a Hall of Famer.
And like, he just seems to keep getting better and like bigger. His arms are bigger than ever. It seems like he is huge, man. He's like, you think of, he doesn't like register on like the visuals as a small undersized receiver anymore. He looks bigger, like taller. Like, he is out there just, it don't matter who's on him. He is not an undersized.
Well, his dad was Mr. Universe, you know. He has something to follow up.
I think he's actually 6 foot, which is always, like, I think understated about him. He's not actually a short receiver. He's just not a tall receiver. Like, and man, like, what can't he do? I don't know. Like, I think he's the best receiver in football right now. And, like, I know there's really good ones, but
most touchdowns in the NFL since 2023 from the wide receiver position.
Yeah, I think he's the best. It's like,
wait, what is that against
most touchdowns in the NFL from the wide receiver position since 2023 is Amon-Ra. More than Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson. Those are next two.
Yeah. Best one. I think the only reason guys like Jamar and them got more credit earlier, like before, was because they got more of the explosive types that a lot of times they were used to go deep a lot more than we've used Amon-Ra in the past. But, like, what? I mean, we've hit him deep all the time now, so it's like, what doesn't he do? And sideline routes. He's an inside, outside, do it all receiver. He's just the best.
All right. We're going to wrap it up here. We're recording this right after the game, so it's late. So where you're going, but it's going to take me a little while to fall asleep. I'm so pumped up and jacked up. UJ, you got a lot of stuff in you, he said, so maybe you'll fall right asleep. I don't know. It's a mix of adrenaline and Kool-Aid and pizza.
I'm probably going to drink some more Kool-Aid tonight because I'm celebrating so much.
The Kool-Aid.
Let me just ask you, in regular season wins, this got to rate up there for you.
Absolutely.
It's got to be one of the better ones that we've seen in the last however many years of watching this team.
Best one, I think.
This is up there, man.
Regular season win, absolutely.
Against a great team. And wow.
In their home turf. Like,
I mean, from a game, just a pure game standpoint, absolutely. But, like, clinching the NFC North for the first time in history was pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay.
So there's ones like that are up there, but
true.
Definitely, just from a pure game standpoint, absolutely, and especially the opponent.
And then when you take into consideration what happened a couple years ago to us in Baltimore when they just smoked us.
Yep, exactly.
I knew that they were going to be ready for this game.
Yes,
Campbell's that game's been sitting in his crowd for 2 years, man. Like when we play them.
Yes. So it's come up in interviews.
I guarantee we're going to be ready for this game.
Like, I feel like the whole coaching staff has referenced it multiple times over the last few years when they talk about like games where we got our asses whooped. And like it was a fundamental lesson that year that drove us on to the NFC Championship. And I feel like kind of the Packers game taught us a little bit like that this year. But like this one was definitely marked on the calendar a ways out, and man, they showed up today. But I'm just glad the Ravens played well too, because it wasn't some fluky thing.
It wasn't that they played a shit game. They did play a decent game, and yeah, we just were a better team today.
Yes,
plain and simple.
And that's what just makes it so awesome. It's like we were better.
Yep. All right, I'm gonna wrap it up here, gents.
All right.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Apple, Spotify, Rigor Podcast. Please download, please subscribe. Please leave a review. We greatly appreciate that. Thank you to our producer,
Kid J.
We're crushing it every single week.
The best
on the pod. Thank you. And also Instagram/. Twitter or Instagram at Drinking Blue Kool-Aid. Twitter/X at Drinking Lions. Follow us on there. Let us know your thoughts on this big game.
I knew Z
YouTube at DTBK_Lions. Follow us on there. Hopefully, when we go live, when we record these, it'll be earlier and we'll go live. But for now, just follow. You could follow us all on there. You can see the smoking lion that UJ has up right now as I talk.
It's good that you're back, Z, because if they were on last week, they weren't quite sure where to find us.
Yeah. When we're hosting, it's hard to find us. That's why we need you, Z. We need you so bad. You don't know how bad we need you. We need you really bad.
Well, as always, if you listen to this all the way to the end of this podcast, then we truly appreciate
you. Hit us up. We'll give you a hug.
A true blue Kool-Aid drinker.
We love you.
Out there. But a fun victory, a fun night. You'll probably hear this first thing in the morning. What a way to wake up and listen to Drinking Blue Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
And the Kool-Aid it keeps going throughout the week. It keeps flowing. Yes. It keeps flowing.
All those guys, we should have signed to Darius Smith. Hey, what the hell?
But fun times, and more fun times ahead. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And last but not least, as always,
go.
A charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, rock, rock. Go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.